Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone, also over the radio, and later on the recording, Saba blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath. Very sunny outside, May 18, 2019. This is lesson 278, chapter 60, entitled The Law of the Kingdom, of the New Kingdom, Part 3. Our opening song is a scripture song from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 through 28, and a margin from verse 38. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall be my people,
and I will be your God,
and they shall know
that I am the Lord.
If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for in the spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for in the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for in the spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we do anything wrong in your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go and whatever we do. Let us avoid all the temptations that the devil may use against us. Let us overcome some of the things we may fear or be afraid of. Let us mainly be strong and be brave and be courageous, be more of thee and less of the world. And also pray that you may be able to help us even overcome some of the things you may fear or be afraid of. Let us be able to keep on being strong and courageous, even if there are difficult times. Let us be able to keep on helping many of these people know who you are and help them to change from their simple ways. Whether they be able to hear or not. I pray also that we may be able to keep on showing our reverence unto thee and keep on being obedient and faithful in all of our actions and all of our, in all of our works. Let us always be diligent and always is honest with one another, and also that we, always be dependent more on thee and less on ourselves. We love the Lord God, looking forward to being the Lord promises, and let us be able to always just keep on looking up to thee as the answer if we ever need any help. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 15 from the King James Version, and it reads, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, The Law of the New Kingdom, in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
Matthew 20:28, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." 1 Corinthians 9:19, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more."
God bless you, everyone. 1 Corinthians 10:33.
even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Romans 14:5. One man esteem one day above another, another esteem every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Amen.
Continuing, Romans chapter 14, verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God.
Yeah, 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we love of God, and we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Acts 4:32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Acts 4:33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 4:34. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the price of things that were sold.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. Today we will cover pages 550 through 551. We are in Desire of Ages, page 550. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 550. Christ was establishing a kingdom on different principles. He called men, not to authority, but to service. The strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. Power, position, talent, education place their possessor under the greater obligation to serve his fellows. To even the lowliest of Christ's disciples, it is said, all things are for your sakes. 2 Corinthians 4:15. And that's from Desire of Ages 550, paragraph 3. On the slide, it says, for stop one, Ephesians 6:7. With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. And Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. To whom much is given, much is required. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, even our guests. On what different principle was Christ establishing a kingdom and how? And what did he say it is to even the lowliest of his disciples? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is to call men, not to authority, but to service. The strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. Power, position, talent, education, place their possessor under their greater obligation to serve his fellows. And all things are for your sakes.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9, from the King James Version. This scripture song can be taken from, just a minute, dear one. It can be taken from the Desire Ages Memory Verses CD, Volume 2. Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 550. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the paragraph? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 555. The Son of Man came... Desire of Ages, 550. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as ransom for many. Among his disciples, Christ was in the very essence a caretaker, a burden bearer. He shared their poverty. He practiced self-denial on their account. He went to be before them to smooth the more difficult places, and soon he would consummate his work on earth by laying down his life. Next paragraph, please. Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages 550. The principle on which Christ act is
actuated.
The members of the church, which is body. The plan and ground of salvation is love. Amen. In the kingdom of Christ, those who are greatest who follow the example, he is the giver and giving, and acts as shepherd of his flock. Desire of Ages 550, paragraph 4. And in the next to the slide, it said, the plan and ground of salvation is love. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Amen. The King James Version. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, dear family. How did the Son of Man show that he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many? And what is the plan and ground of salvation? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, among his disciples, Christ was in every sense a caretaker, a burden bearer. He shared their poverty. He practiced self-denial on their account. He went before them to smooth the more difficult places, and soon he would consummate his work on earth by laying down his life in love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah. Chapter 52, verses 13 to 15 from the King James Version.
Thank you.
Amen. This beautiful song can be seen also in the Star of Ages Memory Verse CD, Volume 3. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in the Star of Ages, page 550. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
The Star of Ages, page 550. The words of Paul reveal the true dignity and honor of the Christian life. Though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 33. Desire of Ages, page 550, paragraph 5. And on the slide, thank you, Sue. And on the slide it says, for though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant to all that I might gain the more. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. And then on the bottom slide, I'm not able to see it all that well, but I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 33, King James Version. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, dear family. What do the words of Paul reveal, and how did he show true dignity and honor in his Christian life in his words? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is the true dignity and honor of the Christian life. And though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself a servant unto all, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
Amen. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 550. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 550. In a matter of conscience, the soul must be left untrammeled. No one is to control another mind, to judge for another, or to prescribe his duty. God gives to every soul freedom to think and to follow his own conviction. Amen. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Amen. No one has a right to merge his own individuality in that of another. Next slide, please. Amen. Oh, and next to the slide is say, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14:12. Amen.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 550. In all matters where principle involved, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Romans chapter 14, verse 12 and verse 5. In Christ's kingdom, there is no lordly oppression, no compulsion of manner. The angels of heaven do not come to the earth to rule and to exact homage, but as messengers of mercy to cooperate with men in uplifting humanity. Desire of Ages, page 550, paragraph 6. And on the slide, it says John chapter
14, verse 26, King James Version, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, our guests, dear family. What does this paragraph state? The soul must be left in matters of conscience, and why? And what is involved in all matters where principle is concerned? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is untrammeled. No one is to control another's mind, to judge for another, or to prescribe his duty. God gives every soul freedom to think and to follow his own convictions. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. No one has a right to merge his own individuality in that of another.
That word untrammeled, for those of you who might not recognize it, is kind of a shackle or a restraint.
Desire of Ages, page 551. The principles and the very words of the Savior's teaching in their divine beauty dwelt in the memory of the beloved disciple. To his latest days, the burden of John's testimony to the churches was, "This is the message that he heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." 1 John 3, verses 11 and 16. And that's paragraph 1 of the Desire of Ages, 551. On the side, the slide says, "This is the message that he heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. To his latest days, what was the burden of John's testimony to the churches? And why and how do we hereby perceive the love of God? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Amen. So let's learn yet another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 from the King James Version.
But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober. But the end of all things is at hand. Be sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have love and charity. For in charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Be sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4, 7 and 8.
Amen. This beautiful scripture song can be found in Scripture Song Singer in the section Prayer. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 551. If anyone of the dear family would like to read the next paragraph, unmute your mic.
Let me read it. Desire of Ages, page 551. This was the spirit that pervaded the early church. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own. Neither was there any among them that lacked, and with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And great grace was upon them all. Acts 4:32, 34, and 33. And this in We on the Desire of Ages, 551, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. So this is our last question, dear ones. What was after the spirit that pervaded the early church? And were there any among them that lacked? And what two things were the apostles able to witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus as well as was upon them all? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, and neither, but he was given them great and great power and great grace.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31 from the King James Version. This scripture song can also be found in Scripture Song Singer in its section prayer as well. Well, dear one, we have come to the ending of the first section of the Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the area where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close, because our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Yes, indeed. Whoops. Good morning. It's story time for May the 18th of 2019. My, how time flies. To Keep the Sabbath is the title of the story today. And the verse at the beginning, we call it a memory verse, but I don't know that anybody memorizes it. And Moses said unto the people, Fear God, for God is come to prove you. And his fear, this means reverence, may be before your eyes, that ye sin not, Exodus 20:20. That was said shortly after the Ten Commandments were given. It requires moral courage, in other words, you stand for the right, to take a position to keep the commandments of God, of the Lord. An opposer of the truth, that's someone who doesn't love God, once said that it was the weak-minded or the people that would turn away from the Sunday-keeping churches and keep the seventh day as the Sabbath. But a minister who had embraced Oryx side, if you think it takes a weak-minded person, just try it. It takes moral courage, firmness, decision, perseverance. That means you believe something and you don't change. And very much prayer to step out on the unpopular side. That's the side with few people on it. Remember, the majority of people are never right. Majority means the most, the biggest part. Standing under the broad shield of omnipotence, that's God's protection, we do not feel that we are in the minority. The minority is usually the small group. God is a majority. We are to consider that Christ has set us to be a light amid, that is, in the middle of, the moral darkness of the world. We are not to misinterpret the character of God. If we say we're Christians or we're followers of Christ, we are not to act like worldly people. We are not to be fretful or complainers, to speak out what we think, to blame or criticize, that means make fun of somebody else, and censure, that means to condemn or judge someone else. We are to let the Holy Spirit fashion the character after the similitude or likeness of Christ. Let us see what Jesus will do if we let him. Now let's see what Jesus will do if we let him. In his prayer for his disciples, he said, "And now I come to thee," speaking of his Father, "and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Is it possible to have joy in obeying Christ? Is it the only real joy? It is the only real joy that any soul can have. That reminds me of the words of the song, "If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart." There's more to it, but I won't try to sing it. Will the Savior ever turn away or leave you to struggle alone? No, never. Poverty is coming upon this world. That everybody is going to be poor. That means that everybody's going to be poor. And there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Trouble. What does trouble mean to you? To us, it means persecution. We won't be able to buy food. It means we won't be able to pay the rent, and we'll be thrown out on the street. We'll be homeless. That's trouble. There will be wars, rumors of wars. A rumor is a story people tell each other that might or might not be correct. And the faces of men will gather paleness. That means they'll be scared. You may have to suffer distress. You may go hungry sometimes, but God will not forsake you in your suffering. He will test your faith. We are here to manifest or show Christ to the world, to represent him and his power to mankind. That's Sons and Daughters of God, page 195. That verse at the beginning again says, "And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear," reverence, "may be before your eyes, that ye sin not." That's Exodus 20:20. Thank you for listening. Back to R.O.S.E.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Law of the New Kingdom, part three. Please have your question, prepare your comments, whatever you want to share with your dear remnant family. May you either send it or you can be able to retain it until the day we have to come to review our study. If any one of the dear little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones. If we may all bow our heads, our hearts, as we come boldly before the throne of grace. First, I would like to thank you, dear Savior, for allowing me to be able to perform your service. I was struggling with my sinuses, but as you always have helped us, Father, to be able to fulfill your will, I would like to thank you. Be with each and every one of the dear family in their homes. I want to thank you also for
allowing my mom to be here with us. So grateful, Father Jesus, for all the wonders and all the beautiful tokens that you have given us in our life. May you continue opening your words during our services, Father Jesus, in the youth and also in the sermon. May you send the Holy Spirit to bring understanding to our heart and to bring it home to the soil of our lives, Father Jesus, to continue doing as much as we can, surrendering our life, and to bring us closer, Father. Forgiving us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit. Pleading always the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, if there's anyone among us that may be sick, broken, or even need, Father Jesus, the comfort, I pray that you may reach each and every one. And for those that are not here, may you continue, Father, with whatever it is that they have to do in order for them to be able to walk close with thee. And may you bless them, Father. May you remember all our dear loved ones, especially those that are abroad, and especially, Father, those that are giving this message in the remote places of this world. May you meet all the things that they require. May you put an edge around them and protect them, Father Jesus. For truly, the world is continuing becoming dark, but you do have your light bearers in this world, giving hope. Father, we thank you, and we pray that you may continue being with us during this blessed Sabbath. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue part 2 of our review of chapter 60, entitled The Law of the New Kingdom, part 3. And that will be held May 25th, 2019. We have also prepared activity for all the children and their family to be able to continue this very important section of our study. This is also the ending of our chapter 60, and we will be continuing after the review with chapter 61, Zacchaeus. I hope and pray all of you were blessed, dear ones, and may you all have a wonderful Sabbath for the rest of the meeting as well. God bless everyone.